Living Without Smartphones. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. For the last few days, I've been publicly airing my tortured indecision over what kind of smartphone to buy. iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Palm Pre. But do I really need a smartphone? Do you? College student Hannah Rockney of Berkeley, California, recently got rid of her iPhone, switching to a plain old mobile with no data plan.
I got rid of it partly because of the monetary, because it's expensive to keep it up, and also because I found myself being obsessed a little bit with the internet on it and, like, constantly being on it and kind of just ignoring the world around me.
I heard from a guy on Twitter who also dumped his expensive iPhone plan for a stripped-down mobile phone and then bought an iPod Touch, which does much of what the iPhone does but requires no expensive service contract. And I know a guy who loves iPhones. He's even writing a book about them. But you won't catch him actually entering into an iPhone contract.
The economics of iPhone ownership, you know, strike me as insane.
This is Julio Ojeda Zapata, tech reporter for the Pioneer Press newspaper in St. Paul. He uses smartphones provided by manufacturers so he can review them for the newspaper, but he swears he would never actually buy an iPhone.
You know, people pay hundreds of dollars for the device and then have to dish out thousands of dollars to finance this lifestyle, and that just strikes me as remarkable that what would have been considered an unimaginable luxury, you know, a decade ago is now considered a necessity. But there, you know, there are ways around having one of these things that don't suck you dry.
What are those ways around?
Well, in my case, I went to Target and got a simple little prepaid flip phone that's on the T-Mobile service. And I'm beholden to no one. I did not sign a contract. I can ditch the thing at any time if I don't like the service or if I don't like the device. I just feed it minutes, you know, as needed. And then I can use it. I can use it in surprisingly flexible ways. Like I use Google Voice, you know, that new service that gives you a voice inbox and you know, other goodies. There are ways to use even the simplest phones in very, very sophisticated ways.
So in the end, what will I decide to buy? Well, I don't think I can do without a smartphone. I guess I'm kind of weak. So I'm going to buy something. I was leaning towards the Google Android T-Mobile HTC MyTouch phone. But now I got to thinking about an application that I really want. It's called Public Radio Tuner, and that's the program which allows people to tune in public radio stations from all over the country and archived programs. And that's only available for the iPhone right now. That's kind of regrettable, but it does have me leaning back toward the iPhone. Ultimately, though, I haven't completely decided yet, and so I'm still accepting your input. You can find me at futuretense.publicradio.org, on Twitter at twitter.com/John Gordon, no H in John, or our comment line, 612-284-1965, 612-284-1965. You can also talk to me on our midday program today, starting at 11 o'clock, where I will be the guest talking about smartphones and other technology topics. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.